to talk about a missions trip that I did this summer. I went to Europe with a missions group called Royal Servants. We went all over Europe, but we went to share the gospel with people, to do ministry, street ministry, and we would talk to people. We went to a park, a refugee park. There we go. We went to a refugee park, and there were a whole bunch of homeless people. Like, they were everywhere, and I'd never really seen something like that. I was like, this is like really strange. But we were with an organization in the city called Serve the City, and we went to talk to people in the refugee park. So that was a different kind of ministry, but that was really cool. We had, like, a whole bunch of different conversations with people, and most people in the refugee park, you know, spoke a little bit of English, but it was really cool hearing people's stories. And also, we went around in the streets. We would do performances. We would do a dance and a drama. But first of all, to get ready for all this, we went to a training camp in Wisconsin. It was a week long. And after the training camp, this is our bus ride, on the way to the airport to go to London to fly into Belgium, to take a bus ride into Belgium. But some of our street ministry, there was one performance, it was a drama. And this is a picture of the drama. This is before they started, and this is while they're doing the drama. So the drama, the deal was, is as you can see, there's a clock in the middle, and there's people going around. In this picture, you can't really see the person going around the outside, but there's a person walking around the outside. The deal is the clock is ticking, and the people around the outside are carrying a burden, the burden of sin and the weight of this world, just the weight of sin on their shoulders because they're trapped in sin and they can't get away from it. They don't know Jesus. And so that's the picture that's showing. There's a person around the outside representing Jesus, and he's trying to save them from their sin, but there's no way. They won't accept him. So he goes in, and he tries to stop time by dying on the clock, which represents Jesus dying on the cross for us. And he dies, but he rises 3 days later, and he, not literally in the drama, but he dies and then rises again. And after that, he continues trying to save people. And some people reject him, and some people receive him. But the people who received him, when time runs out, they were saved, and they were praising him. And the people who weren't, who didn't accept him, died, and they lived in eternal death. And so that was the drama that we did. The dance was just to draw a crowd so that, you know, we could get people to talk to. So after the dance and the drama, we'd go out and talk to people about Jesus. I don't have it with me, but there was a booklet that we would use. It's called Connecting with God. And it has the whole gospel story in it, and we would share that with them. And some of them would accept it, some of them wouldn't. Some of them were totally rejected it. They were just like, no, we don't want anything to do with it, which was really hard because you want them to listen to what you're saying because it's a big deal. You're trying to share Jesus with them and save them from eternal death. But some of them just rejected, but there was one group in our group that went, that they were talking to a group of four people, and all four of them are really interested, and they all accepted Jesus. It was really cool. All four of them all were like, yes, we really want to do this. And the night before, we had a conversation, with our group leader, a teaching that said, he was like, well, don't be afraid to ask people what will hold you back from accepting Jesus right now. And they asked all four of them that question, and they're like, nothing, we can do that right now. That's great. So they prayed with them, and they all four accepted Jesus. So we went to eight places. Seven of them we did ministry in. We went to Belgium, Germany, Poland, Croatia. We went to Prague in the Czech Republic. We went to Austria, Vienna, Austria. We also went to Salzburg, Austria, but we didn't do ministry in Salzburg, Austria. We went to Paris, and London was the last place we did debriefing in London. So we didn't do any ministry. We did do, we would try to have conversations with people when we were going out and having fun, buying things, you know. We would try to talk to people, like shop owners or things. And we actually did get to talk to one shop owner. She was selling us some bread. We were buying some baguettes. And we were talking to her. We had a fairly large group. But we were talking to her, and she was really interested in what we were doing, you know. She's like, oh, you're Americans? You know, this is really cool. You know, we don't get very many Americans here. And so we talked to her, and we actually ended up giving her a Connecting with God booklet, and she was really interested in it, and she was like, yeah, I really want to look into this. And she's like, yeah, I don't really have a religion, but I've been looking around, you know. And so she took that, and hopefully she'll be really pondering that. But so what the we did ministry, we would talk to people. We wouldn't always do the performance or things, which it was really nice when we did the performance, because you would have something to talk about to people. You could go in during the performance while it was going, because I was on the dance team. We could go in and explain the drama as it was happening, so it would kind of be a conversation starter. But not having the drama and dance was a little harder, because you would have to start a conversation without that. And it was kind of difficult, but God helped me personally to build up so much confidence that I could go up and walk up to a person and say, hey, you know, we're a group from America, and we're here to talk to people about Jesus. Like, what's your religion? And, you know, it was really cool. And so we did so much of that. And it was really cool, because I had never really had a chance for, like, ministering to people before the trip. And that's one of the reasons I went on the trip, is because I wanted to try to get the experience of sharing the gospel with people. And talking to people was really cool, because, in Belgium, the first place, this was the first conversation I had. I was with one of the leaders in our group. And she's like, well, it's time for you to pick out a person to go talk to. So I pointed out two girls. They were taking pictures of the square we were in. And we walked up to them, and she's like, well, I'll start the conversation. You know, you pick the people out, and I'll talk to them. But you want to, you know, try to say something. And so she walked up to them, and turned out they were two girls traveling Europe from America. And we were like, you know, do you speak English? They're like, yeah. And we're like, where are you from? And they're like, America. We're like, oh, yeah, we're too. So so we were talking to them. It was really cool. And they weren't Christians, but they don't really have a religion. What they believe in, pretty much, they like to be kind to people. They like to give out kindness. They like to show kindness to people. And I thought this was interesting, but the one girl was saying that that's where I get the most joy from, is giving kindness to people. And so far in the conversation, I hadn't said anything, but I asked a question. I was like, man, this is a really good question. I asked her, because she's like, well, this is what I find most joy in. And I asked her, I said, what if you found something that brought you more joy than just giving kindness to people? And she was kind of stumped. She couldn't, like, think of anything greater than kindness. She was just like, I don't know. I guess I would try to pursue it, I guess, you know. And she kind of would think of Christianity as just another religion. That's a lot of that's something a lot of people think is, and it is a religion, but it's just another, they just think of it as another religion. And there were some people that would go out, and they're just trying to find a religion to believe in. But our goal was to show them that God is real, And he's not just another God. He is the only God. And he, you can put your trust in him and put your faith in him. And our goal was to show people that, because it's true. So, this is a picture of our dance team. So, I'm right in the middle. We had a really fun time with our dance team. We did two songs. One of them was a non-Christian song, but which drew more people. But but one of them, it was more fun to dance to though. But the other song was a really good Christian song, and it was really fun to dance to too. Like, but we would do that to draw people, and it was so much fun. It was, I don't know, performing in front of people and doing a dance is like, I don't know, it's just so much fun. While we were dancing, and doing the drama, we couldn't wear our backpacks. The leaders from our team would sit here and watch. These are all our backpacks lined up. This is, another picture of the dance. There was one, this is a smaller crowd, but there was one time another performer had just gotten done. There are street performers all over Europe, but they had just gotten done, and so we started performing, and we got this huge crowd around us. Like, there were so many people, and I was kind of nervous. I was like, there's so many people. And so, anyway, that wasn't this time, and I don't have a picture of that. I wish I did, but it was really cool. Like, we just went out, and there were so many people to talk to. A lot of the places we were, it was places where people would just kind of be walking by, and some people would stop and take videos, and it was, I don't know, it was really cool. But we could talk to them. This is two of the girls on our team talking to a lady who was sitting down. She was watching our drama, and I don't know how that conversation went, but this is another picture of ministry. This one here is, I'm in the bright pink sweatshirt. The lady right next to me on the left, I was talking to and explaining the drama that had just happened. And I was with two other discipleship leaders. We were all in discipleship groups who would have a leader. And it was, here's a picture of my discipleship group. The deal with the discipleship groups is I had two leaders, and the thing with the discipleship leaders is you would all be in a group, and they would be someone you could go to and talk to, and they would be they would be supporting you, encouraging you, and you would go in groups, and you could do Bible studies together and things like that. We'd have quiet time together sometimes, three discipleship groups on the whole team of girls, and then there was one discipleship team with the guys. This is us doing a teaching in London. In London, we did debriefing, and we were just debriefing about the whole trip and getting ready to come home. But that is one of our teachings. And so also in London, one of the things of our whole trip, we would learn, we would do a whole bunch of, like, we'd go out and see fun things, and we would go out and, like, there was, like, the food in Europe. I think the food in Europe is way better than the food here. I don't know. Let me show you this picture. This is a Belgian waffle. And I didn't have this specific one, but they had stands that had, like, a whole bunch of them, and they would, like, just show them, and then you would tell them which, you'd point to which one you wanted, and it would show the price, and they would make you a fresh one of that specific one. But, man, those were really good. This is a churro. A churro is, like, it's like dough, but it's rolled, and it's like a funnel, kind of. This one had, the specific one has ice cream in it. You could have them lined with chocolate or apple stuff inside or whatever. You could choose, but they were really good also. Some of the like different things in Europe, the architecture was different. One of the fountains we went to, we got water from this specific fountain. We thought it was a little strange, but yeah, it was fresh water. So these are just a couple pictures of places I specifically was. This was in Prague. If a castle up upper left, that was that castle, we got to go inside of it. I think it actually was a cathedral, but it was really pretty inside. I might have a few pictures, but not on this specifically. This was a fountain in Salzburg. In Salzburg, we didn't go to do ministry in Salzburg. Some of you might have seen The Sound of Music before. That was filmed, part of that was filmed in Salzburg, so we went and to see that for that reason. This is my birthday. I had my birthday on the trip. They got me a piece of cake. Nobody else got cake. It was just me. But it was huge. It was literally like that big. Like, it was huge. I have finished it in a couple days. This next picture is my favorite attraction in Europe, the Eiffel Tower. I turned the corner to see the Eiffel Tower, and I was like, oh, this is so amazing. So I really like the Eiffel Tower. The London Eye, I really like the London Eye. I took this picture. I thought it was the best picture of them all. So, traveling, though, was a really big, like, there were long train rides. We went on trains the whole time, except when we had to go on planes. But we... traveling, we carried these big bags, as you can see. They were huge, and they were really heavy. And so we'd have to lift them up on trains and take them off and go on metros and buses. And it was crazy, but it was really awesome. And touring London, we did a lot of, this is all London. We had an all-nighter the last night because the bus came at 3. And so our trip leader said, oh, well, you'll stay up all night. So these are all the people laying down, really tired, and we were waiting for the bus. We had lots of good dinners. Our food was so good. This is a compartment in a train. We sometimes would have compartments or things like that. And here's just some team pictures. That's in London. And train stations, we would have our bags all lined up. And we would go on a lot of escalators. In Prague, they had rocket fire escalators. They were so fast, and they were really steep. So that was kind of scary. But this is another fun photo. I'm up on the left in the corner. This is the Eiffel Tower. This isn't a very good picture of our team, but this is our team picture in front of the Eiffel Tower and a team picture in front of the cathedral. These are just all team pictures. And this is the last team picture. This one was in Salzburg. There was a really pretty river there. It's called the Salz River, and it's so pretty. We just had to take a picture of it in front of it. So anyway, that's all my pictures, but I had such a good time on this trip. I know some of you, I mean most of you, supported me, and I am so thankful for your support. It was for your prayers, for your financial support. It was amazing, and I'm glad you did that. It was definitely, it was such a big deal to me that you did that, and I thank you so much. It was a really, really big deal to me. So thank you, and if you have any questions, yeah? No, we didn't. Holocaust prison camp. Nope, we didn't. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. Sure appreciate that. I just take the opportunity just to say that it's there's so many good opportunities out there to do ministry like that. And if you would have a mind to do something like that, I'm sure that you could find an organization that does ministry. I know that some of you have come out of organizations like that. Some of you are thinking of going into organizations like that. I know James and Tara, you were part of an organization that went around and did ministry, and many of you have been involved in things like that. So valuable to do that. I think that when students come back, they have a love for people in a way that they didn't really have before. They get to see what people are like and to strike up those conversations with the goal of how can I share God's love with this person? You know, you're going to have unsuccessful conversations that are scary, and you're going to have conversations that are meaningful and bear fruit. But it's worth doing that, and now we want to do that all the time, right? While we're home even, not just on a missions trip, but while we're talking to people, trying to key in on what we can say to people that will help share the love of Christ. I love Lydia's question, you know, what if you found something that would bring more joy? So we talked with, Lydia and I talked about that after she got back. She told me that story, and I just, you know, I said, hey, you know, you encounter somebody that says something like that. One of the things, especially if they say something like that their goal is to be kind to people, you can talk about how God has been kind to you, and even though you didn't deserve it. And that can lead into a conversation about the gospel and who God is that would very possibly bear some fruit in that. And so I know that we have conversations every day. You do, I do, with people even locally in town. And I just really encourage you to bring in some of the things that you've been learning. What has God been doing in your life through your study in Romans or in your personal quiet time with him? How can you connect with them in meaningful ways that will bear fruit? Barb and I both went on Rain Ministries, the same organization that Lydia went on, and so I think that kind of tends to be a family kind of a deal. Your kids will follow in your footsteps in those ways, but the things that we learned and the opportunities that we had from that shape who we are in how we do ministry. I remember having the opportunity of preaching on Hyde Corner in Speaker's Park, or Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park in London, while all the Londoners are heckling you, you know, and you're sharing the gospel and they're shouting back, you know, arguments against what you just said, you know. That was really helpful to me because I usually want people to like me. And it was pretty obvious that most of the people shouting back at me didn't really. But we had a message to share that was true and right. And you say it anyway, right? And you speak it out loud. And just even missions trips like this will often encourage us to get out of the rut that we're in, maybe not memorizing scripture. They'll challenge us to memorize scripture, challenge us to talk to people and have spiritual conversations, challenge us to think about how do I need to grow to become a more fully developed disciple of Jesus Christ. And that's some of the reasons that we were encouraging Lydia to go when God was calling her. And she came to us and said, I think that this is what I want to do. And so I just really want to encourage you in that, in those kinds of efforts, because it's valuable for us to do. And if you don't know, if you have a person that you're trying to talk to about the gospel and you don't know how to talk to them or what to say, come talk to me. And I'd be glad to help you kind of brainstorm. And then you can go and talk to them and then come back to me. We'll talk again and see how it went, and maybe you'll need to go and do some study in the Word, because they'll bring up a question that you'd never really have thought about before as to what the answer might be, and so you'll have the opportunity to do that. So just want to really encourage you to take to step out and to do ministry experiences like this. It could include just being involved with the Gideons. It could be, you know, know, some of the other ministry opportunities that we have here in town that happen all the time. So thank you so much again, Lydia, for sharing that. Well, we are at the end of our time today. It's 12 o'clock right now, and so I'm going to go ahead and close us in a word of prayer today. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for the amazing miracle that you have given us of actually calling us to join you in your work. God, you have taken broken, hurting people, and you have ministered gracefully and mercifully to us so that in the kindness with which you've treated us, that we can treat others. Even people who are against us, we can treat them with mercy and with kindness because that's how you treated us. And so, Lord, help us to do that. And thank you for that example. But thank you for calling us to be actively involved in our world. Like two traveling salesmen who said, what can we do to impact people for Jesus? What can we do to share and show that we care? And so they said, hey, we got traveling people. Let's put Bibles in the motels. And look at the impact that it's had over these 120 years. And Lord, I just pray that you would help us to be thinking along these lines too of how can we join you in ministry. You're doing things all the time. You've included us. You reach out. No one's excluded. And so, Lord, you have a plan for me and how I can share with the people that I meet. You have a plan for every person in this room. And I just pray that you'd help us to do that, to join you in your work. Thank you so much for including us and that we can have meaningful and significant work that shares who you are with people. So, Lord, I pray that you'd be with us this day. And again, I want you to give your strong support to Jens and Rachel as Jens travels this week, and that you would help him with his treatment down there. And then, Lord, there's others we're praying for. I'm thinking of so many that really could use our prayers today. And so we lift them up to you and ask that you would help us to be intentionally ministering to people and encouraging people, even those, some as we look around, who aren't able to be here today or for some other reason are just gone. And we just lift them up to you and ask that you would put people in our hearts and help us to be able to check on them, to care for them, to minister to them, and so that we can grow and be increasingly connected with one another in that and build the community that we have here. Thank you, Lord, so much. Give you praise in Jesus' name.